This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is the evening edition with Sharmila and Lynn. We're now joined by Sabrina Magdalene from the news team for Keep In View, where we look at business-related stories that you might want to keep an eye on. So today we're looking at a piece of news that is causing quite a bit of buzz. It's coming out of Facebook, which is, of course, the parent company of WhatsApp. And they've announced that they're going to roll out a voice and video calling feature for WhatsApp for your desktop version.
Yes, so the rumors about this upgrade have been around for a long time and finally they are confirmed. So just imagine the same WhatsApp voice and video calls, but now on your PC on large screens. I wonder, you know, how this will impact companies like Zoom, because it's still not clear if Facebook wants to compete with Zoom in the enterprise space at this point. So currently the feature is just for one-on-one calls. WhatsApp said they want to make it reliable and provide, you know, high quality experience, and then expand it to include group voice and video calls in the future. So some users are saying, you know, it's good news for those who feel that video conferencing software like Zoom and Google Meet are too complicated. I somewhat agree with that because, you know, I have to go to my email or need, you know, you need to copy and send a link, which sometimes get it isn't exactly smooth, you know. You know, but I guess, you know, this is something to do with user familiarity and, you know, having more of your friends and your family that are already using the same platform.
So I think the timing is somewhat right for WhatsApp from a business perspective to introduce this now and not too much later. I think considering the recent privacy policy scare, which we covered a lot, and the ongoing migration of users to other apps like Telegram.
I believe so. In fact, the company made it really clear, you know, to clarify any concerns about privacy. It said that users will be able to use desktop screens for calls in both portrait and landscape mode. And most importantly, it will be end-to-end encrypted. I really think that they should try harder by putting that sentence in, you know, bold and coloured font. Either way, you know, I guess trust issues will always remain, you know, especially when WhatsApp tries to, you know, prompt users to grant permission to access the computer's microphone and camera for video calls. I hope, you know, that this time they use a language expert and word it correctly, in simple terms as well, because, you know, sometimes certain words can be confusing. Mm. And, you know, it can also mean it's to the company's advantage as opposed to the user. Having said that, you know, WhatsApp is very optimistic about this next step. The company pointed out that during the New Year's Eve, they broke the record for the most calls ever made in a single day with 1.4 billion voice and video calls. You know, their statement says with so many people still apart from their loved ones and, you know, adjusting to new ways of working, they want conversations on WhatsApp to feel as close to in-person as possible.
So that's some pretty exciting news, especially as we've become more reliant than ever on video calls and digital technology to stay in touch. Let us know, are you excited about the fact that WhatsApp on your browser will soon have video call functions, voice call functions, or are you one of those that has dropped WhatsApp entirely? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp ironically 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Thank you, Sabrina, for that Keep In View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.